Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, we're going to talk about seven keys to the anointing. What does the anointing mean? It means that you've been enlightened, enabled, and entrusted, and empowered to accomplish God's will.
Hallelujah.
Here are some things the anointing will do for you. Number one, the anointing reveals what you need to do. Have you ever needed advice on your spouse, children, parents, job, church, habits you're trying to establish or break? Who did you talk to? Was it your spouse? For me, it would be. My best friend, same person. Your pastor, what advice can you trust? As humans, even as born-again, spirit-filled believers, we have a tendency to ask people for their opinions, which are fallible, before we ever ask the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2:27, classic Amplified Bible. But as for you, the anointing, the sacred appointment, the unction which you receive from him abides permanently in you, so then you have no need that anyone else should instruct you. But just as his anointing teaches you concerning everything,
wow,
is true and is no falsehood, so you must abide, live in, never depart from him, being rooted in him, knit to him, just as his anointing has taught you to do. And yes, there are seven keys in this verse. First, the anointing, the sacred appointment, the unction comes from God. Second, the anointing abides in you permanently. Third, the anointing is the only instructor that you need.
Amen. Fourth, the anointing will teach you what you need to know. And fifth, the anointing reveals truth and exposes falsehoods. Sixth, the anointing requires you be rooted and grounded in the Word. And seventh, do what the anointing tells you to do. The New Living Translation of 1 John 2:27 says it this way: but you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you, so you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what he teaches is true, it is not a lie. So just as he has taught you, remain in fellowship with him.
The Holy Spirit teaches you everything you need to know.
Think of that.
Wow. And what it teaches you is true. So why wouldn't you seek the voice of the Holy Spirit first? And yes, sometimes you may have to wait for the answer, but it's worth the wait.
Yes, and it's that little thing that comes up in, if you hear something and it just doesn't seem right, that's the Holy Spirit, and you need to be seeking more of what he's having to say. Number two, the anointing reveals the truth. It's amazing where people go to look for the truth. Some talk to a friend, you know, perhaps a former teacher. None of these are that bad, but often people Google it or read it on Wikipedia. And there's, you know, people who look for the truth in a variety of different ways. And I'm not saying that any of those are negatives, but the truth is sometimes elusive to flesh and blood, whereas the Lord knows it all. 1 John 5:6 in the Classic Amplified says, this is he who came by, or with water and blood, his baptism and his death, Jesus Christ the Messiah, not by and in water only, but by and in water and the blood. And it is the Holy Spirit who bears witness, because the Holy Spirit is the truth. If we want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, look at John 16:13, Classic Amplified. This will tell us a thing or two. In John 16:13, it says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will give you, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole truth, the whole and the full truth. For he will not speak his own message. on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future.
Number three, the anointing allows you to pray in the Spirit. Several things. First, never become prideful that you pray in the Spirit and others don't. That attitude will not make you happy. Second, praying in the Spirit is not an option. It has a purpose. Ephesians 6:18 says, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every truth, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all God's saints, God's consecrated people.
Number four, the anointing allows you to live a righteous life. Get ready to shout. In Titus 3:5, it says in the New Living Translation, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. We need to love that Holy Spirit. What does the scripture say about how we're to live after we're born again? Well, Romans 8:4 gives us this information. In order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. We like, actually, Titus 2:12 Message Bible is a great one. I mean, a great translation. It says, we've been shown how to turn our backs on a godless, indulgent life and how to take on God-filled, God-honoring life. How can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Number five, the anointing will strengthen you with power. We're going to share five scriptures with you. But before we do, we want to give you a warning. Use wisdom if you're listening to the call in a public place. So you're probably going to feel a certain sudden urge to jump up and shout, hallelujah, glory to God.
You are funny.
Ephesians 3:16. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Romans 8:11, New International Reader's Version. The Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. So the God who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your bodies, which are going to die. He will do this by the power of his Spirit who lives in you. Isaiah 40:29, Classic Amplified. He gives power to the faint and weary. To him who has no might, he increases strength,
hallelujah,
causing it to multiply and making it to abound. Ephesians 3:20, one of my
favorites.
Yes, it is. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In Isaiah 40:29, this time in the New Living Translation, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God hasn't left you powerless. He gave you his anointing.
That's it. Wow. Six, the anointing allows you to live in joy and with hope. Romans 15:13 says this, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We encourage you to take some time, and you could look up these scriptures for each of the nine fruits of the Spirit that are in Galatians 5:22-23. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And let me throw in one more verse. Colossians 1:11. 111 Classic Amplified. We pray that you be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy. You know, there's just not much more that you can say. How can you improve on that incredible scripture?
That's it.
So much fruit.
That's it. Number 7, the anointing will call spiritual gifts to flow in and through you. 1 Corinthians 12:4. There are different kinds of gifts by the same Spirit. Some believers act as though a spiritual gift is a title, position, or somehow makes them more spiritual than others. Not true. Spiritual gifts are just that, a gift. Spiritual gifts and the anointing should be viewed as a tool to do the work of the kingdom, much the same way an electrician, plumber, or carpenter do their work. The gift should never overshadow the one who gives us the gifts. Let me say that again. The gift should never overshadow the one who gives us the gifts. We should also recognize that we're gifted for a reason, for the Holy Spirit to flow through us with a tangible anointing and what we refer to as the power gifts of healing, miracles, faith, speaking in tongues, gifts of prophecy, words of knowledge, plus gifts of wisdom, discernment of spirits, and the interpretation of tongues. The anointing positions us for the power gifts of the spiritual to flow through us. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For the common good. We are in it together.
Yes, we are. Join us tonight.
Yes.
At 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hallelujah.
For Rich Thoughts TV.
Yes.
It's going to make you shout. Mm. You can join us by going to heraldherring.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Bev Sunday night.
Yep. Potluck mentality.
Yeah.
How to not have a potluck mentality, but to flow in the Spirit. Right?
Absolutely. And then you can also... You can also go to Facebook, yes, at Brother Harold. Mm. There are outlines in both locations. So, till tonight at 6 p.m. and every morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. That's right. From the Word of God.
From the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. And happy day after your birthday, Mama.
Amen.
Bye-bye.